Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising Devotion. A few words from Psalm 34. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let's exalt his name together. Debbie McDaniels is a pastor's wife, and she shares a few thoughts on this passage found in Psalm 34. Often, living a peace-filled life comes down to a choice. Choosing to come to Him. Choosing to set your minds on the Word. Choosing to trust Him no matter what. Choosing to pray in all that we face. Choosing not to be anxious. Choosing to believe that He's always with us and in control. Choosing to set our thoughts on the things that are true and right. God reminds us in His Word that peace will not naturally just come our way. He tells us, seek peace and pursue it in Psalm 34:14. Some may offer their own advice. Get away for a few days. Relax. Be happy. Take a vacation. Tune out. Just don't think about the stressful stuff. But it's only temporary relief in a crazy, struggling world. Vain attempts to cover desperate places of our souls with superficial external fixes. But the peace God offers is vastly different. It's lasting, confident, real. Breathing deep reassurance in the midst of all that we face, past, present, and future. Rising up against the fear that would seek to choke our lives. Bringing comfort and freedom. God's Word gives us strength, purpose, and grace. They alone are what we can bring into a calm whirlwind of crazy life when we have God as our leader and our love and our source. My friends, we're living at times in the midst of the world that has just gone crazy. All around us, things are taking place beyond and out of our control, but not beyond His control. My advice, seek His peace. Pursue it with every effort we have. That will be the only way that we will discover true peace in the midst of our pain we have around us. We all have some kind of pain and struggle, every one of us. Some come to Jesus. Well, in fact, I'm going to say, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus and live. Remember the lyrics of that old hymn? Weak and wandering sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus and live. Today, I want to encourage you to come to Jesus and live. Prayer thoughts for today. Scott Rooney, Linda Dobbins, Christina Meal, Suzette, George Myers Brothers, Gail Linden, his dizziness, Ray Goff, the procedure went well, Iris Goff, Gary's dad, Chris Thompson's family is overseas, just so many things, our nation, our families. Just spend a few moments in prayer and then come to Jesus. Just stay close to Him that you might find His peace today. God bless you.